This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's been a very confusing baseball season. I'm not going to lie to you here. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Up, down, up, down, up, 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 down, down, down. Been all over the map with these teams. And I'm not going to go nuts about last night because even in the Yankee win, I mean, 9 home runs is just, it's the Little League. They just went bonkers. But you still saw some things that should bother you. A ton of strikeouts, some shoddy defense. You know, the Mets finally get a real length with Peterson going 8 innings. Thank you, Robbie. Which is obviously very important for this team. So I'm not going to go nuts and say that I have incredible confidence, because I don't. I'd be lying to you, that both of these teams are about to go on a real run and get themselves right and maybe even win divisions and maybe really go deep into October. I haven't felt that in a while, and I can't just jump on the air and say that today after, well, in the Yankees' case, you know, winning 3 on the road against St. Louis and then winning last night against the Rays, and, of course, the Mets trying to get their act together. And the Mets' big four starting to click together, something Sal's talked about for a while. Sal's off, by the way. So I admit this season has confused me, all right? Because it's only confused me in this regard, for both teams. When you're up the way the Yankees and the Mets were up for a while to start the season, like if that's legitimately who you are, and I know that there's twists and turns of the season. Clearly, it's cyclical. It's a long year. Things happen. Understood, blah, blah, blah. But when you are that up and you look that good and you look dominant and you are believable, and the year before, both teams went far. Of course, the Yankees no longer have Soto, but you get the point. Still a lot of good players there. I never understood, and I never will, I mean, for 7 to 10 to 12 to 15 days, but for 2 months, how so up could become so down. And it's frustrated me, and it's confused me, and it's left me scratching my head, because it hasn't been, and again, talking about both teams right now, it hasn't just been one thing. That's easy to identify. That's easy to address in a trade deadline, which both GMs tried to do, and I think hopefully, and I think that they did when it's all stabilized and all said and done. I think both bullpens will be very good, but you think about the starting pitching. Yankees have had a ton of injuries, and the Mets have really battled length issues not most of the season. Early on, they were actually really good, and then the last couple of months, they were not. Relief pitching has been an absolute circus. Defense, more for the Yankees during that span than the Mets, but defense has been problematic. Base running has been problematic. So there's been so many different versions of both of these teams that I really don't know what to believe. But I feel as if I'm kind of back to believing what I believed coming into the season, which is not amazing, but certainly more than I was a week ago or a month ago. And that's both teams are good. And that both teams are also flawed. And hopefully both teams will be able to get their act together by the time it's all said and done. You got to get hot. You know, we could sit here and we could talk about all the different baseball things that we talk about. But if you're not hot to start the season, it really doesn't mean much. And this is a massive week for the New York Yankees. Absolutely massive. Now, I was driving back from playing golf last night. Got to get ready for the Francesa Open. Hopefully Sal is at the range right now. That's going to be a circus tomorrow. But I'm coming back, and I was in the car for a little bit, and I played after the show, so I didn't really get home until about 8:45. So Yankees were delayed, obviously recording both games on TV, listening to the Mets, Howie, was that you? Did I hear Howie? I don't think I heard Howie now. I think it was Keith. Either way, get a chance to be in the car for a while listening to baseball, which was really nice. And it was just a pleasant ride. It wasn't hammering us over the head and a regurgitation of everything that's gone awry. And I'm going to make a little deal. All right, I'm going to make a little deal with everybody. I am prepared at least now, like moving forward. And if these issues pop back up, well, then I don't know what to tell you. But right now, I think I'm prepared to let bygones be bygones. And I want to lean into this season and enjoy it. I really do. I want to lean into it. And I want to enjoy the upside and not get hung up on the negatives. But can you fault me? Can I fault you for all the calls you've made to Sal and I and all the shows here at the station complaining about myriad issues, issue after issue after issue? But guys, we're getting to the final leg of the race here. There's 30-something games to go. And if it took a couple of twists and turns, if it, you know, we had to cover our eyes to avoid looking at the car wreck for a little bit, if we had to complain about elements of underachievement, if all of that energy got us to now, which is a much better place, well, then I'm here for it. And I'm going to, not because I want to say it, not because I think that you want to hear it, I'm feeling it more than I felt it in a while for both teams. And that's a good starting point, so let's go. Good night, no doubt about it. 888-808-1019. By the way, I feel bad for our guy Boone. I'll get to the Boone Judge stuff next segment. 888-808-1019. BT and Sound on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair promise you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Again, very confounding baseball season for me. There's been everything. There's been screaming. There's been, you know, puffing at our chest, putting our feet up on the table. We good. And everything in between. Now, I don't know where these final 30-some-odd games take us, but for me, it feels like they're both starting to turn the corner enough to jump in and lean in. And that's what I'm doing. All right, let me get first up Ralphie in Manhattan, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's happening, Ralph? How you doing today?
BT, what's happening? You know, last night was the exception to the rule. You know, you got the guy actually playing, pitching old-time baseball, 8 innings, BT.
Yep.
And it rarely happens. When it happens, you look at it and say, wow, this is incredible. This is what baseball is all about. I cannot tell you how many games have been decided by a shoddy bullpen. Not just the Mets, not just the Yankees, all through baseball. The guy pitches his heart out, maybe 5 innings. There's no way in hell he should be taken from the game. But in fact, this whole formula, this whole protocol, the guy, you know, inevitably comes out, removes him from the game for no apparent reason sometimes. And the whole season is hinging on your bullpen. And when your whole season is hinging on your bullpen, you have no real control, BT, over what's going on, because these guys are hit and miss from outing to outing. Mm-hmm. They're not even the same from one outing to the other. You don't know what you're getting, a total crapshoot. And I wonder, how long can this go on? Major League Baseball has to change in this facet. Don't you agree?
Well, what are they going to change? I mean, in terms of the length that the young starters get, I think that's an organizational thing. And thanks for the call. No, you're not wrong. I mean, guys, we talk about, see, it's funny, we say something, and we mean it, and we know it, and then when it comes to fruition, it's like we want to know why it's happening. when we told you it's going to happen, and I don't just mean me and Sal or all the shows, whatever. I'm talking about all of us when we engage in just basic baseball dialogue. How many times have we said on the air, how many times have you called up and said, I mean, these bullpens going to be shot by July? Well, that's pretty much what happened. Because when there's a lack of length and there's an over-reliance on arms out of the bullpen, this is the byproduct. So we shouldn't be stunned. And listen, guys, we also shouldn't be so narrow-minded, you know, lack of perspective to think that only the Yanks and the Mets have been plagued by this. Now, certainly there's a few other situations in baseball that have more stable bullpens. I get that. There's a couple of situations in baseball that have gotten more because this pretty much is an epidemic in baseball where you get, you know, 4, 3 2/3, 5 1/3, and it's just a nightly basis, you know, 3, 4, 5 bullpen arms. And even if a guy only throws 10 or 11 pitches, well, guess what? He's got to get up. He's got to warm up. He's got to go full exertion during warm up to make sure that he's good. And then he's on the mound. Then there's a different energy you expend when you try to get the best hitters out in the world. So this is baseball. What can baseball do about it? I mean, really nothing, unless you incentivize, which you're never going to do. I'm just throwing something stupid out. I mean, unless you incentivize teams to, and rewarded teams by having starters go longer and deeper, you know, and that would lead to the minimization of all these middle relief arms. But that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So this is, rather than reinvent the wheel, because I think it's impossible to do it at this point, just embrace where we are and, you know, understand, again, this is a Yankee Met thing here pertaining to both teams. Understand that when both teams' stars show up and hit, and I do think it's very appealing that the Mets' top four are beginning to gel simultaneously. You know, Judge is starting to hit the ball a little bit better. The Yankees, I mean, 9 home runs. I don't get too wrapped up on the home runs. You remember, I guess that was the first Twins game where the Yankees scored 6 runs but hit 4 solo home runs. I didn't go nuts about that because, to me, that was the model that I've seen too often. And too often, an over-reliance or abundance of home runs and a lack of either situational hitting or clutch hitting or bullpen or whatever other, you know, defense, whatever, the World Series against the Dodgers. Like, I am long past going bonkers over home runs. But when the home runs come and the other stuff is there, and there's been enough evidence for both of these teams that they're beginning to marry into one, well, now I can begin to reformulate what I think that these teams could do. And that's where I am, but it feels good. Let me get Phil in Dublin, Pennsylvania, Free Odyssey app, BT and Sal. What's happening, Phil?
Hey, BT, how are you?
I'm good, bud. How you doing?
Two points. I want to make one point that I talked about in advance and make another two relating to what you just said. First point is, I think both teams are not as good as they think they are when things are going well, and not as bad when they're in the slump. I think overall you're talking about teams that are pretty good. They're not great teams. You know, they're pretty good teams, right? And most of baseball is pretty good. I would say probably the Milwaukee Brewers are the only team that's excellent so far this year, right? But my second point relates to what you were just talking about, which is the pitching. The use of starting pitchers by Aaron Boone has been terrible. Like, it automatically, almost, he takes these guys out after 5 innings or at the beginning of the 6th inning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know starting pitcher mentality. These starters, they want to go longer some cases, right? And when you think about it, right, using 44% of your game, which is 4 innings out of every 9 for your bullpen, no wonder the bullpen's
exhausted. Phil, hold on 1 sec, Phil, because I want to have a conversation about something. So you talk about how, and you just said, these are your words, not mine, how these starting pitchers want to go deeper. You said that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I agree, but if they're not...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Conditioned to go deeper, then it doesn't really matter what they want.
Well, I think that they are. They potentially could be conditioned.
Well,
to
that's
go
different.
Yeah.
Potentially is different than being conditioned.
True.
Okay.
True.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. Just feel like there's way too much reliance on pitch counts. It's ridiculous. There's not going to be that much difference between 100 pitches and 105. You know, nothing magical happens at the 100th pitch, right?
I agree.
Five more pitches. Come on.
I agree. I agree. Now, last night, thanks for the call there, Phil. So with Rodon, right, you see the score. Like, say if you didn't watch the game, like, oh, my God, the Yankees hit 9 home runs. Perfect day to just throw fastballs and challenge hitters and have a fairly economical pitch count and, you know, go 7 innings, right, and let everybody relax. Like, there's no way Tim Hill doesn't need to pitch again. Well, he did. Well, but the reason that he did is because Carlos Rodon, first of all, Jazz's defense was all over the map last night. I don't know what the hell was going on with him. But he just really labored. At one point in the second inning, he was, now, I don't know exactly what he finished at in the second because I was in the middle of something, but at one point I looked up, I said 46 pitches in inning number 2. So is that Boone's fault? No. I mean, I know he was sweating. He didn't have a great grip on the ball. He was throwing a lot of pitches. Clearly, the defense wasn't exactly airtight. You add it all up, and you look up, and you're 60-something in the third or whatever it was, and you're not going deep. No matter what you say, no matter what I say, no matter how much we pine for the old days, you want your head to spin. Rami, do me a favor, or Dove, since Rami's on the phone. Look this up real quick, Dove. Help me out. I know I've done it before, but I just want exact point of reference. Go back to Tom Seaver's stats. Let's go back to Tom Seaver. Now, the money and the reliance of these franchise, and I don't mean like bonus draft money. I'm talking about big contract money that Garrett Cole got, that Scoobles are about to get, that Fried got, that kind of stuff, right? But you look at Tom Seaver's early years, and I know they were about back in the day. Well, yeah, back in the day, they used their legs when they pitched. I think Tom Seaver may have had the best, most mechanically flawless windup of all time because he used his lower half, which absorbs some of the pain and some of the taxing on his shoulder and his elbow. But anyway, he comes out, and he's like 21, 22. He's throwing 297 innings. Can you read, Dove, in succession, say the first 5 years of just the innings pitch for Tom Seaver?
In 67, 251.
As a rookie, yeah.
68, 278.
Wow.
69, good year for the Mets, 273 and a third.
There you go.
1970, 290 and two-thirds.
Yeah, that's the one that jumped out to me. Okay, 290! 290!
And 71, it was 286 and a third.
I mean, it's... Now, to be fair to the conversation, at that point, Tom Seaver and, you know, all the others, the Gibsons, the Marischals, the greats, right? And even those into the 70s and 80s, Nolan Ryan, etc. And even to an extent, somebody like Greg Maddux and Randy Johnson and Clemens to an extent because steroids infiltrated the game. But back then, like when Tom Seaver's coming up, number one, he's facing a pitcher. So he's got 8 guys he's got to mow down. And of the 8 who actually can theoretically hit because still 2 or 3 could not, two guys were threats to drop down bunts or a little punts and Judy, you know, six hopper the other way to right field. So you can navigate that much more stress-free. And when you do that, you can throw, because the last caller's right, it's not about the pitch count per se, it's about, you know, how laborious is the outing. And when you've got a guy, and, you know, right now, to at least defend the modern game to an extent, even those guys, these guys, everybody seemingly hits 220, 230, it drives me nuts, but every one of these guys, maybe with the exception of Tampa's leadoff hitter, who's got no home runs, I mean, you know, Arias from San Diego, almost every batter, if you leave a fat pitch, can take you yard. And you've got to prevent, and you got to guard against the fat pitch, and when you do that, it's the overexertion. And when you overexert just to get through an inning or a seven hitter, like the guys back in the day didn't have to, residually that adds up. So there's a lot of reasons why these guys don't go deep. It's not necessarily anybody's fault, but it is what it is. Let me get Sal in Brooklyn. Sal, BT and Sal on the fan. What's going on, Sal?
BT, what's going on, my good man?
Hello, Sal. Well.
Hey, listen, we're starting pitching. I mean, seriously. It's scripted. Right now, every team sits down. You know it. And you say it all the time. It's just that people aren't listening to you or Sal when you go through it.
Yep.
Booney already has it scripted out for him. It's not him coming out to pull somebody out because he says the guy's washed. He gets it from upstairs that says, hey, he's at 100 pitches. Take him out. Peterson didn't go 8 innings because he was pitching great. He went 8 innings because he was at 87 pitches. It's not about how they're pitching, man. Come on, you know
well,
that.
Well.
Hang on,
go ahead, Sal.
Seaver, and I loved him. A Yankee fan, I loved Seaver the way he pitched. But these guys in the old days, Gibson, Seaver, you could throw out Carlton, whoever.
Yep.
They didn't come out with trying to reach 100 miles an hour with every pitch.
Yeah.
They pitch.
Yeah, I know.
They weren't afraid to pitch to contact. Man.
I know.
They were just taught different. I'm not mad at today's game.
No.
But for everybody trying to crush Boone, I mean, he's done some bonehead things. Don't get me wrong. But to say, oh, he took him out after 4.5. The guy's had 102 pitches. That's it. That's like the Mendoza line for pitches. You're at 100, get him out.
Yeah.
Depends
where you are in the game. Thanks for the call there, Sal. Now, Boone did come out, a week or so, 10 days ago. And Max Fried convinced him to stay out there. He let him. Didn't necessarily work out. But I don't – listen, and we'll, even though we had Aaron on yesterday, and we ask him this stuff all the time, and we'll get to the Boone-Judge stuff next. I'll incorporate that coming up here on the show, I promise. We'll get back to the calls as well. But it's not – okay, it's written in stone. You know, we get to 100 pitches. He's out. It's mapped out. And I don't love it, but I understand it. It's collaborative. It is mapped out. It's like, okay, if we get to this part of the game with this kind of a lead and this part of the order is up based on where our pitcher is or could be, like there are multiple scenarios that are laid out. And, you know, that's okay, provided it's not 100% that's what we're doing. Sometimes the eyes have to tell a different story. And, like, I'll give you an example. Like, if you have a very early pitch count that is just, it's trending the wrong direction. You're like, God, this is going to be 4 innings. And after throwing 45 over 2 or even 50 over 2, you start to cruise and you get some quick contact, some quick outs. Nobody's squaring up the baseball. Well, in my opinion, you know, even though you get to a pitch count that is untenable for most, I would let them keep going because the most recent eye test tells me there's an adjustment made. Let them go with it. Let me save an arm. Let me roll the dice. It's not what they do. But the bottom line is this. For me, today, I'm feeling pretty good about these teams today. And I've wanted to feel really good about these teams all year. I haven't, outside of spurts to start the season. The inconsistencies have been maddening. Nobody says it's got to go on forever. Is this the start of a galvanizing Yankee and Met run to finish up the regular season? BT and Sal on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.